Welcome to Gal Pals Watch. I'm Alicia.
I'm Sarah.
And this is a podcast where we discuss queer lady movies inclusively defined.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was the most succinct I think you've ever said it.
And today we are discussing the 2017 film called Princess Cid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Directed by Stephen Cohn, starring Jesse Pinnock, Rebecca Spence, and Malik White.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of these people. Have
Me
you?
Either. No. But I like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In general, I thought this was a pretty sweet, like, heartwarming film.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
But I was super annoyed in the beginning.
What annoyed you?
Just the character of Cid. Like, mm-hmm. She's such a teenager.
She's such a teenager. It's so true.
So, like, the whole premise of the film is that Cid and her dad, they live together because the mom has passed.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really know why. And you don't really know why towards the end.
Until the end.
And she and her dad, like, butt heads all the time. So she mm-hmm. goes to stay with her aunt for, like, a couple weeks in the summer, I guess.
Yeah. And her aunt lives in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Which honestly was my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah?
Like, I don't know. It just was really pretty.
I
think Chicago is a really cool city. It has a lot of problems. It's extremely segregated. And you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, this is white people movie.
Yeah.
And the aunt is, like, she's a writer. And she's a really successful writer. And so she, like, lives in this really nice house with this big garden and everything. And
yeah.
It's, like, very lush and beautiful, but it's also definitely, like, money.
Yeah, she got it from... It's, like, her childhood home, too.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's not cheap.
No. I'm sure the taxes on it alone are, like, insane.
Yeah. And she's also a professor. Sometimes a professor, I guess. I don't know.
That's pretty typical for writers, too.
Yeah.
To, like, also be teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's kind of big time in their little... suburb of Chicago or in Chicago, wherever mm-hmm. they are. And
they're bougie writing society.
And Cid doesn't really quite understand that. She doesn't mm-hmm. understand the, I guess, sort of like power her aunt has mm-hmm. in the town.
Right.
And
how well known she is.
Yeah.
Too.
Super well known.
Yeah.
But Cid and Miranda, her aunt, kind of like her oil and water at first.
At first, yeah.
Yeah.
And they end up bonding.
Yeah. I remember when Cid was like, I'm not a reader. Do you have Wi-Fi?
I know.
Almost like right next to each other, just how I said that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, I bet Sarah's going to hate this.
I mean, can't relate, but also sort of can.
Can't
I want the Wi-Fi and the books.
Yeah. Sometimes you need the Wi-Fi to read the books.
That's true.
Whoa. Cray.
Yeah.
Do you actually? No, not if you downloaded it.
No.
Dang it.
You don't. I mean, yeah. You might need the Wi-Fi to download.
Yes. That is definitely true.
Other than that.
Anyway. What else did you think of this movie?
I thought it was like... It was entertaining enough, but I thought it was a little bit boring. I think where it gets gay is, like, because I know that's why you're here, listeners.
Come on. The gay shit. Where is it?
Cid, like, she goes running, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she goes to this coffee shop, and this really cute human barista
mm-hmm.
is behind the counter, and her name's Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And... She's like,
definitely a human barista.
Yeah.
As opposed to like a coffee machine. Or like just another word for person.
Yeah.
Both.
So Katie presents very queer in like the cutest way possible.
Yeah.
Not that every queer person isn't cute, because I'm but
I have a crush on every queer person.
Yeah. Katie kind of like makes eyes. And so does Cid. And then Katie, like, walks her home.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm off soon or whatever, and walks her home.
Yeah, and they have this, you know, cute moment where they walk to, I think, Katie's apartment.
Oh, yeah.
at least, or a different time, but at one point they walk to Katie's apartment and they go up on the roof, mm-hmm. and, you know, just mysteriously enough, oh my gosh, there happens to be like a film crew across the way, and they're like, we need people to slow dance, a boy and a girl dance. And it's just like, what a coincidence. Mm-hmm. Like, this movie was super cheesy in that way, where I was really like, a lot. You know, obviously it's a movie, mm-hmm. and I think this a lot in movies, but this one in particular, it's like, oh my god, that would never happen.
Yeah.
But I guess that's the point. I don't know.
And yeah, so like Katie, I guess you could call her look like boyish.
Mm-hmm. She has like a long mohawk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, identifies or at least presents as kind of butch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doesn't like to wear dresses. Mm-hmm. There's a scene where they talk about clothes and
Every time, like on screen, whether it's TV or movies or whatever, that I see like that kind of scene that's a bit of a cliche where you try to get the butch to like dress up in femme clothes, I always just think of that scene from The L Word where Shane had to wear that white dress.
Oh my god, for Carmen's family.
And just how awkward it looked. It's probably the only actual scene, except for like some of the sex scenes with Carmen and Shane, because like obviously I remember those. But probably the only scene that I really remember from the original L Word.
It's always, yeah, that, I guess, would it be considered a trope? I don't know. But it's like,
yeah, probably.
That idea of like a butch person presenting femme.
Yeah.
And it's like, why wouldn't you look at them and be like, never mind, take that dress off?
Yeah, I know. Or like, they clearly are so uncomfortable, or they've probably said like, no, I don't want to wear that.
Right?
And then it's like, okay, leave it at that.
It's just a piece, yeah. Tube of fabric.
It's just a tube of fabric.
I forget who said it, but there was like some person in my life or some comedian, I don't know, but they were like, I love wearing dresses. Everyone thinks I made such an effort. And it's really just like, I put in less effort. Yeah. I just put on my tube of fabric.
That's why I like skirts.
Yeah.
Because they're just so easy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So easy. Anyway.
Whatever. I also like, now that we're on this path, so Billy Porter from Pose.
Yeah.
He wears all kinds of fashion, and he is wearing dresses and shit all the time. And I really like that because he uses he, him pronouns. He identifies as a man, as far as I know, I think. And he's just like, no, men can also wear dresses.
Oh, my God. And his, like, cowboy hat.
Oh, I know.
Diamond or
the level of
Swarovski crystals.
Swagger and cool that he possesses is like major goals.
Was that at the Grammys?
I think it was at the Grammys,
because there was like several
was hilarious.
Queer black men, mm-hmm. in cowboy regalia.
And, oh yeah.
Like Lil Nas X.
Oh yeah. Well, Lil Nas X, you know.
You gotta.
Can't not wear cowboy regalia.
Especially a strappy pink leather cowboy regalia. Yeah. Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love them both.
I know, you too. Even though goals. I won't be sad if I never hear that song again. Great. It's in my head now.
It's just so catchy.
I know it is. I still love him though, mm-hmm. even though I'm a little tired of the song.
Anyway. So anyway, and then Sid masturbates. What?
So much of this movie, it just reminds me of, like, other things that I've seen that I liked more. Like,
oh,
with
my God.
The,
okay, what?
So, like, with the masturbation thing, I don't know if you've seen the most recent season of Sex Education on Netflix.
Hell yeah, I have.
Yeah, there's that mutual masturbation scene between...
Oh, yeah. The two
girls.
Young girls.
Ola and Lily,
I believe. Yes, yeah. Lily. Yeah.
And that relationship, I stand forever. But anyway, I really liked that.
Oh my gosh.
It was so cute.
Yes, it's extremely cute.
Yeah.
But you're right. This movie is something that's like, yeah, I could think of something better.
Yeah.
But actually, I did really like, so her aunt throws these like soirees every month.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the second Friday or first Friday, something like that.
reminded me a little of everything reminds me of Blue is the Warmest Color when they had that like soiree thing. Mm-hmm. And even Duck Butter.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, a bunch of her
white bohemians.
Right. Though this setting was a little bit, or this group was a little bit more diverse.
Yeah.
Not a ton, but I was surprised by like the age range of its participants. But basically, Miranda has like all of her literary friends come over, and they all like share poems and all this stuff. But Sid like somehow finds her way to like the gay corner, and she's with this like lesbian couple and these two gay guys. I don't know if they're together. But they like straight up just ask her like, "What are you into?"
Yeah,
and I thought that was kind of strange because she's a child.
Yeah. I also wonder how old Katie is. Did they ever say?
No, but she says she's taking a year off before she goes to college. So I assume she's probably like 19.
Mm-hmm. But Sid is what, 17?
16, 17?
Yeah.
Yeah, 17. So, technically, I think that's what the synopsis says.
Technically, that's a problem.
yeah, it's a little strange.
Because they do end up having sex.
Yeah, they do. And basically, Sid just says, "I like everything," which I thought was kind of nice. It was just like succinct, and also reminded me like a lot of, you know, Gen Z.
Yeah.
You know, kids these days are like even less label.
Yeah.
Or like in some way more label, but like it doesn't really matter. I'm not sure how to really say that. Like,
yeah, like people. I think there's a lot of words that people like to use, which is great. I think labels can be really empowering.
Sure, sure.
And it can also be really empowering to be like, fuck it, no. No labels. But I think, like, the words now are leaning towards, like, being more broad and inclusive. Broad and inclusive, just like our podcast. You know, like pansexual and agender and stuff like that, where it's just kind of like, yeah, whatever.
And
not that it doesn't matter, but just that, yeah, just that it's like,
yeah, more absolutely. Free. Kind yeah. Of. Yeah, I absolutely feel like those labels can be super empowering, and I think they were, or I don't know, it's hard for me to say, like, they have varying levels of power throughout history, right?
Yeah, like political power.
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess for someone like Sid, who's in like that Gen Z area, it's just kind of like, yeah, these are my labels, but at the end of the day, I am who I am. Which I can really appreciate. And I liked that scene a lot.
Yeah.
We should also mention that she just shows up to the soiree in a tux, which I found, like, so fucking extra.
It was extra, but she looked really good in it.
Oh, she looks so good. Yeah.
I was like, I'm into it.
I like this whole, like, soiree thing, but I felt like it was super long. But you get a good sense of Miranda's life and what she wants out of life. She and Sid like butt heads later in the movie about happiness and like, what is happiness?
Yeah.
And Sid basically equates happiness to like sex. Right? Like, at least she keeps telling her aunt to have sex.
That's true. They have that scene where they're like sunning themselves on the lawn. And they have a conversation about sex that I think Sid is like way more open about it, and Miranda is kind of like surprised at first, but then she just is kind of like,
yeah,
like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And later on, like after the soiree, because Sid kind of, she makes out with this boy at the party, the son of the two gay women she was talking to before. And the aunt gets kind of like pissed about it. Especially since Sid left during her part of the soiree, which was like, that's a power move. But the thing that I thought was really annoying was that she was so up in arms about Sid making out with this boy, But then she was all, like, hard eyes about Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. Just something about it seemed double standard-y in that way that, like, sometimes parents don't view their gay kids dating as, like, a serious thing.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
And I'm not saying that Miranda was 100% that, but it gave me that vibe, and I was just kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, even though this person might not get you pregnant, they could still be, like, emotionally abusive and not good for you in so many other ways.
Yeah, exactly.
And make your life trouble, so to speak, in so many other ways. So I felt
and
a little,
you could,
like,
get an STI.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, that's the thing that happens no matter what your genitalia is.
Accurate.
Pregnancy is just the worst STI. That was terrible. I'm so sorry. I take it back.
This fetus. Makes me so itchy. It burns when I pee. What? It
makes you throw up? I mean.
That's true.
It makes a parasite live in your body?
Makes it.
Makes it.
But I also like how the aunt was like, sex isn't the be-all end-all of happiness. Mm-hmm. Like, sure, it's good. It's fun. Whatever.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, she would rather have those soirees and, like, be around those sorts of people, like, her friends, her loved ones, and do that instead of have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought
you can
that
relate.
Yeah, and I just thought, but I thought that was, like, it was good because it was such, like, a stark transition between the ages of the people involved. Because, you know, when you're 17, you have a lot of hormones.
Mm-hmm.
The hormones lots going are happening. In the zone and in the heart zone.
Heart zone and the groin
pelvic
zone.
Pelvic zone. Groin zone. That you're just like, ah,
And like nothing in the brain zone.
Nothing in the brain zone. It all went down.
It all went down.
Down south. Below the neck. I forgot how this movie ends.
Forgot too. Shit.
Well, basically it's just that
she goes
Sid goes home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they call each other later on. And
yeah. It's not, like, I like that her thing with Katie is never this, like,
one true love
thing. Right, one true love thing. Exactly. They're just kind of like, yeah, we're having a thing for the summer. We're having a good time, and then we're going to be good going forward.
Oh, there is one scene of assault or implied assault. We don't see it, but Katie lives with her brother, and her brother's friend assaults her.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's not...
It's been a little bit since I saw this movie.
It's not, like, explicit.
No, but it's implied.
Yeah, they don't say what happened, but we know that Miranda and Sid rescue Katie, and she stays at the house for a couple of days, which is when Miranda gets that, like, cute little smile on her face, and she's like, you know, oh, it's just so cute to hear my niece have sex. That's gross.
Yeah, that's gross.
Like, I kind of get it, but I kind of don't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the movie, I feel like it's a good coming-of-age story.
Yeah.
And I was really happy that it wasn't like, I'm going to keep in touch with Katie. She's my forever, ever.
Yeah. But it also wasn't sad when they left each other.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they did that part well because so many, I mean, we talk about this all the time. So many queer movies.
Tropes on tropes.
It's like you're either devastated or dead or like something terrible, or you're with a man.
Yeah. And
that I didn't get that vibe from this. Like, even though they weren't together at the end, like, it didn't really matter because it was never going to be, like,
a forever relationship.
Like, they're so young. Like, yeah. It doesn't, yeah.
They knew what it was going into it, and they were, like, you know, just embracing what it was. And I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah. It's kind of like Hearts Beat Loud.
Yeah, and I thought it was, oh yeah, that's a really good
Except
point.
Except I like that movie better.
Oh, that movie is like 1,000 times better than this one. Yeah, I mean, nothing to really like shade this movie. It just like, no. It was just a little boring.
Yeah.
Just didn't keep my attention bad. The whole time. Yeah, it wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. I watched it before this, and I was kind of like,
Yeah.
Before we picked it, I mean. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, oh, I don't really want to watch that again.
Yeah.
Because it's just kind of like a one and done kind of situation. For so sure. You could take it or leave it. If you feel like you need to collect all the lesbian movies, sure, watch it. If you don't, don't.
Yeah.
Do you have any other thoughts?
No, that's pretty much my reaction to it.
Yeah. Nice and neat.
Nice and neat.
And a bow.
Mm-hmm. A princess bow.
Yes. Princess.
Why was it called Princess Cid?
Oh, yes, because of the book.
Oh, right.
So, turns out Miranda wrote this book called Princess Cid that Cid's mom got inspiration for her name. Or Princess Sydney, that's what it was called. Yeah. And so that's where her inspiration came from for her name or something like that. There's also like a subplot of what happened to the mom. I could probably take it or leave it.
Yeah.
It actually made me upset when it happened, when I found out, because it's like, why hasn't Miranda shown up in this girl's life for like 9 years after this absolutely tragic event happens?
Because it was her sister.
Yeah, yeah. It just seems super weird. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just, there's lots of holes.
Gay holes. A lot of gay holes.
I always have to say. Anyway, yeah, like I said before, take it or leave it.
Yeah. If you take it, email us and let us know if you liked it.
Wow, where can they do that?
They can do that at galpalswatch@gmail.com.
Or you could tweet us at galpalswatch.
Or find us on Instagram at galpalswatch.
Wow.
We reversed our normal
thing. I don't like it.
Okay, we'll go back to it the old way next
time.
Just
kidding, I like it. Anyway, have a fantastic, wonderful, super gay day.